Today's GeoQuiz involves an unusual beauty contest in a city we'd like you to name. The Vikings founded this trading post at the mouth of the Nidelva River, but this weekend, 150 men from 15 countries flew into western Norway for the event. It's the World Beard and Mustache Championships. You can see competitors with carefully groomed beards in the Chinese, imperial, or musketeer style, among others. Even sideburns come in for medals. This organizer says the event has three goals.
To promote friendship and camaraderie among beard wearers of the world, to encourage acceptance and respectability of facial hair, and also to fight anti-beard discrimination.
But before you jump on the bandwagon, first take a crack at naming the Norwegian port city where a German man with a beard in the shape of a reindeer placed first in show. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Our GeoQuiz is a bit off the beaten path today. We're looking for a Norwegian city that's hosting the World Beard and Mustache Championships. Yes, you heard me right. More than 150 men from 15 countries flew in for the unusual competition. Phil Olsen is captain of Beard Team USA. Phil, where did all these carefully groomed men strut their stuff?
The carefully groomed men strutted their stuff at the Prinsen Hotel in Trondheim, Norway.
Now, not to take the excitement away from the World Beard and Mustache Championships, but one of the organizers said the competition is not relevant at all, but it makes for lots of fun and beer drinking. I need to know, what does it take to win a gold medal in the World Beard and Mustache Championships?
Well, in my opinion, the purpose of the World Beard and Mustache Championships is to find and honor the best beards in the world. And I would have to say I respectfully disagree with the person that you spoke to. I think there's a very important mission of the World Beard and Mustache Championships, and that is to promote friendship and camaraderie among beard wearers of the world, and also to fight anti-beard discrimination, which still remains in many places throughout the world.
Really? Where would one find intense beard discrimination these days?
Well, for example, there are the New York Yankees, a very powerful organization that prohibits facial hair. Another anti-beard organization, for example, would be Disneyland.
Tell me about the winner. What was special about the winner's facial hair?
The big winner was the best in show, Elmar Weisser from Brigachtal, Germany. Elmar is a many-time world champion in the full beard freestyle competition. Elmar had his beard styled to represent a reindeer on one side of his face, and on the other side of his face, he had a replica of a Norwegian flag.
Wow.
And this was Elmar's tribute to the people and the country of Norway. It was quite impressive. So some are saying that Germany has restored its position as the premier power in international bearding, but it was a close race.
I have to say, the idea of a freestyle competition for beards and mustaches, I just have images of people growing their hair, very swarthy, on the spot.
Well, that's one of the things about the sport of bearding. People ask what you have to do to train, and the answer is quite simple, nothing.
Just don't shave.
Exactly.
And tell me about the facial hair that you've got going there, Phil.
Well, I have what is classified in these competitions as a Garibaldi beard, relatively long, full beard, rounded at the bottom.
Aside from any minor trimming, when was the last time you shaved?
Approximately 1998.
Not bad, Phil. You saved a little time, I think.
I certainly have.
Phil Olsen, captain of Beard Team USA, speaking with us from Trondheim, Norway, the answer to our GeoQuiz today and also the site of the World Beard and Mustache Championships. Thanks a lot, Phil.
You're welcome.